The responsibility for the collision lies entirely with the two signalmen, G. Meekin and J. Tinsley. As all the signals were lowered for the troop train at the time of the first collision and for the express. This disastrous collision was thus due to want of discipline on the part of the signalmen. First, by changing duty at an unauthorised hour, which caused Tinsley to be occupied in writing up the train register book, and so diverted his attention from his proper work. Secondly, by Meekin handing over the duty in a very lax manner. And thirdly, by both signalmen neglecting to carry out various rules specially framed for preventing accidents due to forgetfulness on the part of the signalmen. As soon as the second collision occurred, steps were taken at once to rescue the injured passengers in the troop train and the express. Everything possible was done for the injured under the most distressing circumstances, and a large number of injured soldiers were removed from the troop train, and as soon as possible sent to Carlisle, where also everything possible was done for them by the doctors and staff of the hospitals, etc. The wreckage of the troop train was so excessive that probably all those not rescued before the fire reached the coaches in which they lay were dead, or at any rate insensible. So it may be confidently hoped that few, if any, were conscious when the fire reached them.